Perek Yud Zayin, Seif Yud Zayin. A new melacha, memachik. Memachik, memachik, memareach. The same melacha, memachik means to go and smoothen out. In the Beit HaMikdash, they used to go and have hides or leather, which were used to have to make it smooth. You taken off the hairs, make it smooth with shemen, all different things. The malacha is making smooth. So if a person makes smooth a piece of leather or a piece of wood or a stone, it's chayev mishum machik. It's called mamarech. Mamarech, we know it's mamarech, the same thing. Mamarech means to smoothen out. The person smoothens out shava. Shava is what you call wax. The person makes the wax straight. It's chayev mishum mamarech. Te'ef yodzayin hachlakat chafetzim, to make straighten out chafetzim. Things ain lachlik shum chafetz oy mishtach al yedei niyaz chuchit or al dei petzira. A person should not make smooth any object. Whether he is going to use a sandpaper or he's going to use a filer, no difference in the way he makes it straight. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. All sorts of substance, whether it's going to be a wood substance, you want to make straight the wood, or you're going to be a stone, or you want to make your nails straight, you want to use a filer, no difference, it's a issa from memachik. Yod ches, hashchola sakin, to go and sharpen a knife. Also lashchir sakin, mishum issa memachik. A person is not allowed to go and make a knife. Sharpening a knife is also memachik, because how do you make it sharpened? You make it very smooth. That is it, sharpening. Therefore, it's considered also mamachik. Even though it's discussing metal, metal could also be mamachik. Shimos b'mishcha, to using cream. Ein limloach mishcha mishum isa mamachik. Rei ha'ora. One's not allowed to use cream on Shabbos, because cream means to go and spread it. Spreading cream means to make it straight. A person wants to make straight cream, is a problem, because he's making a issa from mamarech. Yeah. So, there is a locha which it says in the footnote, it says in Mogen Avraham like this. If a person wants to put on, let's say, ointment, in order that it shouldn't be on the goof, it shouldn't be on the body, it should get absorbed into the body. The Mogen Avraham says there's no problem from memarech. Why? Because it's not used to go and make it straight. Even though you're putting it straight on the body, then but it's not made for that. It's made in order to go and get absorbed inside and go inside the body. Says the Mogen Avraham, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, no problem from memarech. But the Achreinim ask a question on the Mogen Avraham that is not understandable. So a lot of Achreinim want to argue on the Mogen Avraham. But the Poskis Manenu, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Shlomo Zalman, they all say that B'mokim, it comes from the Das Torah, that the B'mokim Refuah, when you want to have something which has to heal, one's allowed to go and take on this Mogen Avraham. That if the whole reason why you put on this cream is in order to go and get absorbed in the body, you're allowed to use that on Shabbos. But it has to be a case when the whole reason is only to be absorbed. If you've got a child who has a rash by the tittle, then if he wants to put on the child's cream, it's problematic. Why? Because even though part of the cream is made in order to go absorbed in the goof, in order to make the goof okay, in order to go and heal it, but you've got problems that you also want it to protect. You also want the part to be on the top of the goof. Therefore, it is not only made in order to go and absorb in the goof, therefore you're not allowed to do that. Now he explains on the top. The person who goes and is needed to go and use cream on Shabbos. But Makam Shesh Heter Ishtamish, before we speak about that in a second, Lo Yimrechenu Klal Ela Yanichenu Al Makam HaPetzah. If the person needs to go and use cream on Shabbos in a way that he is not allowed, that it's not made for absorbing in the goof, let's say, then how should he do it? He shouldn't go and spread it, he should go and dot it on. That's what they say by that if he got a rash, a kid has got a rash in by the titol, he should dot it on in a few places, the cream, and not spread it. Even if afterwards that the nappy itself, the diaper itself, would go and spread it in different places, that doesn't make a difference, because you're not interested in order to go and be straight. You're interested more that it should go into all places. Therefore, you're allowed to do it. But if one wants it in order to go and make it straight, one's not allowed to do that. Therefore, one should not use any creams on Shabbos which one needs in order to go and protect. You're allowed to take it out of the tube. Even though when it comes out of the tube, it comes out straight, it comes out without any bumps, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos because it's not, you're not interested in the straightness from the cream. Now, in brackets, he says, "B'makom sheish heter l'shtamish b'tufa." A person using cream on Shabbos is a problem from healing on Shabbos. You're not allowed to heal, you're not allowed to use medicine on Shabbos. If a person is a choila, is a ill person, then he's allowed to. If an ill person who is considered completely ill, that means, or if a person who would go to bed, then he's allowed to go and use ointment or use medicine on Shabbos. The same thing here, a person is not allowed to use creams, which are medicine, on Shabbos, unless he is an ill person. Or a child till 7 years old is considered a person who is a choila, that you see allowed to use the medicine if one is needs. But for anybody else, one has to know if one's allowed to use cream if it is a medicine and it heals. So if